One of the things that may be revealed out of the weather mess is the fact that we are woefully underinsured as a country. Now, it's these sort of things that mark you as first world or otherwise. And the reason I raise that is one of the most insightful comments made over the summer was from David Seymour, who expressed his profound concern that we are dangerously close to losing our first world status. And he is right. He's right. But sadly, it won't be a discussion we have this election year, despite the fact we should. Auckland Airport is a second world mess. Singapore Airport, a country that gets monumental amounts of rain every year, climate change or not, does not check bags in by hand because nothing works. Singapore doesn't have our issues despite being a small island nation of 5 million people. Singapore has its act together. It's a sponge city, for example. It's well built. It's well thought through. It's well prepared. It's very disciplined. People are wealthy. They have savings. They lead first world lives. That's why our news was littered with stories of despair and food help and calls for high trust handout programs. It's why we build on the side of cliffs and flood zones. We aren't alone. Australia's had similar problems, of course. America's riddled with people with no coverage. But that's the point. That's where we're headed. We don't want to be America, where the government is the insurer of last resort, where your entire future's in the hands of an administration that may or may not want to help you. That's why we plan, and yet clearly it turns out too many areas we haven't planned at all. It's overdue for us to make some big calls around building and location in this country. Hell, up until now, we can't even build a half-decent house, for God's sake. We're still paying for the seemingly never-ending leaky home debacle. I refuse to believe a lot of the infill nonsense that's currently being constructed in this country isn't going to end up as a series of slums in a decade. We live next to rivers and hear the tale of despair on the news of the person who hired a rug doctor for the sixth time. Why? Why are you living there? If we can't get the basics right, and clearly we can't, what hope do we have in making big, bold, futuristic calls on things like build quality, location, planning, and insurance? Maybe we will focus a bit more clearly when the insurance premiums arrive and we're shelling out for our lack of foresight. Mind you, you can only focus on that if you actually get a bill. And that, as we have seen and will see, is a major part of the problem.